Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Obed First, actor Rip Torn, is dead at the age of 88. I loved him in the Larry Sanders Show. Yeah. He played Artie.
Artie.
His real name, Elmore Rual Torn. Rip Torn. Had the reputation of being very difficult to work with. Apparently, he was on, there was a lot of tension on that set of Easy Rider, and that caused him to be replaced by Jack Nicholson. And here's what I always think of Artie.
Yep.
Here's what Rip Torn says. He says about that reputation. He says, well, what do they say about all the guys that are tremendous actors? Don't they say they have a volatile temper and emotions? Yeah, sure they do. They're not saying nice, mild stuff about Sean Penn. Dennis Hopper said on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno that Rip Torn once pulled a knife in a New York restaurant as he was complaining about being replaced in Easy Rider. This is years later. And he had a couple of drunk driving arrests over his career, including one in December of 2008. Yeah, he was 77 years old at the time, near his home.
Ripped, torn.
Yeah, he had to go into a program after that. And, Breaking Bad fans got all worked up because they heard about Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul having a new collaboration. I guess those two guys promoted it somehow on social media, teased it on social media that they were working on something together. So Breaking Bad fans took that to mean, okay, they're going to be together in a movie or a TV show or something. And they found out yesterday, no, it's tequila those two guys are working on. Their own tequila, Dos Hombres, two guys on a quest is what Bryan Cranston says it's called. And then John Mellencamp announced yesterday there's going to be a Farm Aid 2019 with Neil, Willie, and Dave Matthews.
That's the core, isn't it?
It'll be at Wisconsin's Alpine Valley Music Theater on September 21st. My favorite, though, was that first one that they had. Remember, that was Van Halen. That was where Sammy Hagar debuted with Eddie Van Halen. I'm looking at that lineup. Look, this is the first Farm Aid from September 22nd, 1985.
Wasn't it in Kansas or something? Or where was it?
No, Champaign.
Illinois. All right.
Listen to this. Alabama, B.B. King, Billy Joel, Bob Dylan, Bon Jovi, Bonnie Raitt. I'm going alphabetically by first name here. Brian Setzer, Carol King, Daryl Hall, Don Henley, Eddie Van Halen, Foreigner, George Jones was around, Glenn Campbell, Jimmy Buffett, Fogerty, Mellencamp, Johnny Cash, Johnny and Edgar Winter, Kenny Rogers, Lou Reed, Merle Haggard, Neil Young, Roy Orbison, Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, there's no bathroom breaks in there.
Tanya Tucker, The Beach Boys, Charlie Daniels, Tom Petty, Waylon, Willie.
The boys.
Oh, and Vince Gill. That was a pretty darn good lineup for the first one. I don't think they've ever topped that. And then Ross Perot died yesterday. And here's a little bit of Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey talking about doing his Ross Perot impersonation.
But in all fairness, on Saturday Night Live, you know, we do everyone. We do Bill Clinton. We do Ross Perot. Of course, I did do Ross Perot. And here is the deal, Sam. I love Ross Perot at a press conference. Didn't you love when he gets to, yeah, but what, how, do you have any evidence? What, you're not listening to one word I'm saying, are you? You want a sound bite? Is that what you want? You want a little sound bite, a little something to put in your press story there? Is that what you want? See, is that what you like, huh? Now, the deficit is like a crazy aunt down in the basement, no one paying attention to her. And she is just getting unreal and stinkier, you catch me? I say, take her out, slap her around, and hose her down.
All right, that's the trash.